Geralyn Lasher, who is the spokesperson for Governor Rick Snyder. Geralyn, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Johnny. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. This morning at 11 o'clock at Lansing Community College, the governor is going to introduce Governor Mitt Romney as the presidential candidate to be for the Republican, it appears, is going to speak live. Is the governor going to give his endorsement this morning?
Well, the governor has been a supporter of Governor Romney really for some time before the Michigan primary happened earlier this year. So he's very happy to have Governor Romney in town. You know, any opportunity for us to really talk about and for Governor Romney to talk about the success we're seeing here in Michigan and how that type of approach really needs to be taken in Washington. You know, certainly Governor Snyder wants to make sure that people understand that we're moving forward and we're staying focused on reinventing Michigan. And, you know, he certainly has been a supporter of Governor Romney and feels that he'll do the same thing for the country.
Is there an official endorsement out there?
There is. You know, certainly, again, back in February when we had the Michigan primary, Governor Snyder endorsed Governor Romney back then. Yeah, obviously that was a hotly contested primary. There was a lot of activity at that time, and so we're happy to see that now, you know, all of the that process really seems to be behind us. I mean, obviously the convention isn't until the summer, but certainly Governor Romney is the candidate.
Fran Brennan, who is the state director of Working America, which is an affiliate of the AFL-CIO, was on the program prior to you coming on, Geralyn, and she said that her almost 100,000 members, as well as many others around the state, are against the cyber schools bill. Wanted to get your take on this important piece of legislation.
Well, I think what's exciting about the cyber schools bill, and I think why it's so important, is, you know, Governor Snyder, when he laid out his education plan earlier last year, the important part is understanding that kids learn in a much different way today, you know, in 2012 than they did, you know, certainly when I was in school, you know, when some of our teachers were coming through the system. It's a much different learning environment. So cyber schools really allow for other options for students, and we wanted to make sure, and the governor wanted to make sure, that all of the options were available to students so parents could really make those decisions of what is best, what's the best way for their child to really get the education that they need and that they deserve. So what the cyber schools bill really do is just allow another option for parents, and, you know, in conjunction with traditional education, it's just simply another choice, another option for people to look at in conjunction with what they may already be doing in their own, whether it's a charter school, a public school, or whatever learning environment that they're currently in.
Geralyn Lasher is the spokesperson for Governor Rick Snyder. Geralyn, I'm up against a news break. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Tony. Good talking with you.